Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I originally have scheduled Dr. Stephen Meyer. Be on the show, but we're having a little bit of difficulty. We're still working on getting him on the show. So Hank, stand by for that. But one of the things that you and I are going to continue to march, because one of the things that he and I were going to talk about that I'd like to weigh in a little bit with you right now is the concept of intellectual honesty. Not my term, somebody else. In fact, the first time I ever really heard the term used this way, believe it or not, somebody applied it to me. The person said, "What I like about you, Jim, is you're intellectually honest." And I'd really never heard anybody use that term that way before. And so it sounded like a compliment to me. it sounded okay. I thought it was fine. and of course, it's pretty intuitive. And I appreciated the compliment, and I was glad to hear that somebody thought that's how I was, that I was intellectually honest. And you know, when you're intellectually honest, folks, that means that the other person's voice, their idea, their thoughts, their beliefs, whether you like them or not, you may abhor them. You may think they're and you may be convinced 100%. That they don't work, that they won't work, and they may even cause trouble. But if you're intellectually honest, and that means that you want to engage that person. It doesn't mean that you want to stay away from them. It means you want to engage them. You're curious about why they think this way, why they think you're wrong, and you want to know more. And you're even able to say, okay, if I'm going to follow this path, if I'm going to go along and stay connected to this person, talk to them, discuss things with them, debate them, argue with them a little bit maybe, I'm going to do this in a way that is not personal. I'm not going to call them names. I'm not going to disrespect them. I'm not going to insult them. I'm going to find a way to discuss what they think and what I think in a way that leads to an intellectual discussion. And the fact that you're willing to do that demonstrates your honesty, intellectual honesty. And so I like having intellectually honest conversations. I have to say that it's not always easy to find one. And some people can start out being intellectually honest, but they can't take it all the way to the mat. They can't take it all the way down, best two falls out of three, so to speak, with someone who opposes them. And so I'm here today and I may have said this in the past, but I'm going to say it again. I'm here today to encourage more intellectual honesty. Now let me tell you the opposite of intellectual honesty. The riots that have been going on in the presidential campaigns, regardless of whose campaign it is, regardless of who doesn't like the other one, regardless if it's a Republican or Democrat or whoever is on one side or the other, who's the bad guy and who's the victim, that's the complete collapse of intellectual honesty. Whenever a conservative, for example, is disinvited or maybe never invited to a college campus to speak. That's a collapse of intellectual honesty. That's a total loss of intellectual honesty. And when intellectual honesty breaks down, my friends, society breaks down. Democracy breaks down. Liberty breaks down. Remember what I've said before about the difference between freedom and liberty. Freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract that you and I give to each other. Liberty is a contract that you and I give to each other. We believe in certain things, and we, even if we disagree politically, we agree on liberty. You may be a Republican, I may be a Democrat, but we both agree that I have a right to own property. I have a right to start a business. I have a right to conduct business. I have a right to leave an inheritance to my family. Those are liberties you and I agree and we give to each other, regardless of all the other stuff. Intellectual honesty, folks, we need more of it. Stay with us, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.